Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Monday, May the 9th, and welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. My name is Alice Marie, and I facilitate on Monday. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. And I pray that everyone had a wonderful, blessed Mother's Day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be glad in this day and in this week. So this morning, I would like to know, is there anyone that have a song on their heart that would like to sing this morning? Good morning. Does anyone have a song they'd like to sing this morning? Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, was anyone about to say anything?
Yes, I'll go ahead and sing. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Must Jesus bear His cross alone, and all the world go free. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that wonderful song. Heavenly Father, we all coming to you right now agreeing with one another and praying in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those that may be out there, whether they're on the streets or in their home or wherever they may be, whatever state, whatever country, Lord. We're praying, Lord, that you answer their cry, Lord. Those that may be crying out to you right now, Lord, answer their cry, Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for those that having surgery today, whether this morning, tonight, whatever schedule they have for their surgery, Heavenly Father, or in need of a surgery, Heavenly Father. We're asking you to be there, Lord, guiding the hands of the doctor, Lord, instructing the nurses and checks, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, we're just praying that you heal their bodies and give them a speedy recovery, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for the little kids that's out there right now that may be hungry or suffering, Lord, or going through whatever they shouldn't be going through, Heavenly Father, that you be with them, Lord, and you protect them, put your arms up, be in the protection around them, Lord, Lord. And Father, we pray that you just expose what's going on with them, Lord, that they receive help for whatever their need may be, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for people that have Alzheimer's, Lord, memory loss, Heavenly Father, anxiety, Heavenly Father, depression, Heavenly Father, those that are just lonely, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for those that are in nursing home, Heavenly Father. We're praying for those that are strung out on drugs, no matter what kind of drugs it may be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Whatever kind of illness that may be going on in someone, Lord, you know who they are, Heavenly Father. We pray for healing, Heavenly Father. Restore, restoration, restore them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Those with cancer, Heavenly Father, heal that cancer, Lord. There is nothing that you cannot do, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, pray for those that do not know you, Heavenly Father. Suppose that someone be available and tell them about you, Lord, so you can become their Savior as well, Heavenly Father. Father, pray for those that have backslid, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that they be returned to you, Almighty God. Lord, we pray for those that are in need of jobs, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, direct them, Lord, to a job, Lord. A job paying more than enough to meet their needs, Lord. More than enough, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that are out there with financial problems right now in need of financial blessings, Lord. Bless them financially, Heavenly Father. Those that are in need of comfort, Father. Lord, we pray for comfort for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for the Jones family, Heavenly Father. For Tina's family, Lord, who passed, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Anybody else that have family members that have moved on, Lord. We're praying for comfort for them also. Lord, and you know there are people that need comfort for just being lonely, Lord. Is out there lonely, Lord. Feel that void, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for the first responders, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, continue protecting them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for the little kids that get bullied in school, Lord, get bullied playing outside at home, Heavenly Father, wherever they may be going to, or location, Lord, being bullied, Lord, put an end to that, Lord. But, Lord, you can do all things, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you can. All things, Lord. Lord, we are praying for the people that family members been shot through drive-throughs, Lord. Just missed from misunderstanding, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for strength for those people that need the strength, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, we're praying for the churches that in need of members, in need of financial blessings, Lord. Whatever they may be in need of, the church may be in need of, you are the provider, Lord. Provide what they need for them, Heavenly Father. And give the preachers strength, Lord, give them the knowledge, the word that they need to share that people is in need of, Heavenly Father, because you know everything, Heavenly Father. You know every number of hair on our head. Oh, yes, you do, Father. Father, we pray for grace and mercy, Lord, anew every day, Lord. We pray for safe travel for each and one, every one of us on this line, those been here and those to come. Lord, we pray for safe travel each and every day, Heavenly Father. Those are traveling in the today and in the future, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we're praying, Lord, for strength for each and every one of us, Lord, that in need of strength, Lord, peace for those of us that are in need of peace, Heavenly Father. Patience for those of us that's in need of patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those that are not able to hear you when you speak, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that they be able to hear you, Almighty God. God, we just pray and ask you to pour more and more of the Holy Spirit in us each and every day, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for the little kids that's in activities, Lord. You know what? In the event, Lord, that to be with them, Lord, to keep, Lord, touching them with their minds, Lord, that they be determined and eager to be successful in whatever they do, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for the kids, Lord, that have a learning disability, Almighty God. Touch their minds, Lord. Touch their heart, Lord. Touch their soul, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the people that don't have blood family members that live in Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Even those that have turned their back on their families, Lord. Lord, we ask for restoration for them, Heavenly Father. And those don't have family, Lord, put family in their life, Lord. They don't have to be blood to be family, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the grandmothers, Lord, their struggling because of their mother of their grandkids is not available. Lord, we pray that you just give them what they need, Lord, that they be able to take care of their grandkids, Lord, without being stressed out, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for businesses, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for businesses, Lord. Oh, Lord, you know everything, Lord. So we ask that you to lay your hands on these businesses, Heavenly Father, that they prosper. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You know there are marriages, Lord, where there is no communication, Lord. And where there is no communication, there is no understanding, Lord. So we ask that you fix the marriages, wherever is causing the marriages, to fall apart, Lord, that your will be done in these marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for the single men and women that want companion, Lord. Oh, Lord, you know what type of person that they have on their heart, Lord, what type of person they need in their life, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the companions for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying that you remove people out of our lives, our family life that shouldn't be there, Lord. Praying that you shut doors that need to be shut, Lord. Open doors that need to be opened, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying that asking you to be with us every breath we take and every step that we make, Lord. Lord, help us to make good decisions, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're asking that those that need a renewing mind, Lord, renew their mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, there is nothing you cannot do, Lord. Lord, and we just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, for you are faithful. And we thank you for your faithfulness, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that do not know how to love, Lord. Teach them how to love, Heavenly Father. Those with a hardened heart, Lord. Soften their heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to continue guiding us, Lord, as we live from day to day, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, and we pray for blessings and miracles today, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we are, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're just asking you to be with us in everything we do, everything we say. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're just asking you, Lord, to just continue, Lord, holding our hand, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those that is weak, Lord, give them strength, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, there is no one like you. Oh, no one like you. Hosanna, Hosanna to your name, Lord. For victory is yours in everything that we do. We give you the victory, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to let your light shine on us and through us, Lord, everywhere we go. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And Lord, you know what everybody needs, Lord. I haven't touched everything, Lord, but you know everything. So we're praying that you meet each and every one of our needs, the desires, Lord, the dreams, Heavenly Father. Help people that have dreams to start chipping off into what they want to be, to their dreams, that they be successful in their dreams, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Almighty God. And God, we just want to thank you of clearing up this virus, Lord, so we walk by faith and not by sight. We already prayed in the past, so we know it's done. So we just wait patiently, Lord, so we know it will be come to pass. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Father, and I connect this prayer with every prayer that's going on at this hour, no matter where they are. Connected with Father who are in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, everybody we pray for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Lord. And we all are praying and agreeing in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And again, welcome to those of you who have just joined up. We want to thank everybody for being here this morning and agreeing on one accord. So this morning, I want to open up if anyone who available to pray right now. So is there anyone that are available to pray at this time? Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to all come in together and we're going to give God praise for whatever you want to praise God for. We're not going to petition or ask for anything at this time. We'll come back later. But right now, we're going to praise him for what he's already done for us, for you, your family, for anybody you know. Right now, we're just going to give him praise because it is so good to give God praise. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Praise is changes things. So I'm going to follow in one time.
We thank you today, God, because you are so awesome, Lord. You are
perfect.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
You are the glad,
we thank you right now, God, for the prayers that are going forth right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. For the seen and the unseen things, Father, in the name of Jesus. The known and the unknown things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we don't know what to pray for right now, God. We pray in the Holy Spirit right now, Father, this morning. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Your word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning that we come together in unity. Same mind, same accord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in unity, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, God.
Thank you,
Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, for by your
sight,
we are here. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, every day, every vex, every witchcraft, one spirit, Father, spirit of infirmity, Father, combining any spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and hallelujah, we're taking you right now, God. We are whole, healed, we are whole, nothing missing, nothing broken, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. So we're going to trust in you this morning and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, it's not true, our God, and you will direct us. So we thank you and honor you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you thanks and praise, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that we may increase so you can increase in our lives today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And as we touch it and agree with one another right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, the Lord, that you're going to make all things right now, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. So, Lord, we honor you and we praise you right now, God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord,
thank you.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you for life, abundant life, manifold life, wonderful life. Hallelujah. This morning, right now, God. Because, Lord, we know that somebody that didn't wake up this morning. So, God, we thank you right now, God, for breathing the breath of life into our bodies, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because we're able to stand here right now, God. We're able to speak, we have to see and hear right now, God. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you for
life. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, knowing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. That you are unchanging, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you right now, God, for quickening us. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, grandchildren, oh God, take grandchildren, oh God, for just protecting them as they go to and from the place, oh God, from harm's way, oh God, and even in the classroom, oh God,
thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 for there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, for there is something about that name. I thank God for that little part of that song. And just give him all the glory and the honor and the praises this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. So this morning, I want to speak on identification. Paul identified with the struggle of his listeners. And Paul identifies with the struggles of common men and women. He knows we all can feel trapped. Romans 7:14 says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin." Confused, he also said, and that's Romans 7:15. "For what I am doing, I do not understand sin." It was confessed 7:15. He said, "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do." Eager to do what is right and unable to follow through. That's Romans 7:18. And Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find." And in with war, Romans 7:21-23 says, "I find being a law that is evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." And in frustration, 7:24 says, "O wretch man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Good leaders do not seek to impress, but to identify. So that was Paul said, he do understand the struggles, identify with the struggles of his listeners, which is us, so he do understand. And as I said, Paul identified with the struggles of common men and women. He knows we all can feel trapped, confused, eager to do what is right, unable to follow through, an inward war that is in us, and also frustration. So we have to keep in mind that, you know, life is a struggle, and we have to push forward to do what's right for us and what God wants us to do. Also, what we're going to do right now, get the names of everyone that is here. And if you have a prayer request, a testimony, a praise report, or something inspirational that you would like to share, I want you all to give that. And if you don't have anything, still give your name. So we're going to get the names of everyone here. And if you're not able to pray, stay listening.
Good morning, this is Sister Gladys.
Good morning, Sister Gladys.
Good morning, Sister Shelly. I apologize.
I'll be in agreement with someone, thinking on the things of others, because I know when I do that, God has already got my situation already under control. It's already done. So I'm in agreement with everyone else today. Hello?
Yes.
I'm just in touching in agreement with everyone else's request, because I know God already has me, and I'm just giving him thanks for what I've already prayed and asked him for to do for me,
okay.
And I'm thinking on the things of others. Amen.
Okay. All right, thank you. And good morning. Nick.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Shell. I want to say good morning to everyone, and I just want to thank God for a nice Mother's Day. Last week what I did, I sent a group text of scripture out to my family every morning. It's like three of us, over 10 on it. And last week I started, and I put on there, I would like everyone to come to church that lives in Georgia. Well, Mother's Day, and I could truly say my children showed up, and my son even bought me a dozen of roses, and I'm just still overwhelmed. And I could truly say I did sweet sleep, but last night I truly, truly slept good, and I'm waking up feeling good this morning, and I just want to thank God. And today is my birthday, so I just want y'all to pray my strength in the Lord, that I continue on keeping my eyes on him. And I am in agreement with the sister that says she already prayed. Now all we got to do is thank him and praise him and glorify and believe. Amen. And everyone have a good day.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Sheila.
Good morning, Sister Sheila. We are listening in agreement. Have a blessed week, everybody.
Good morning, Pastor Phil Africa.
Amen. This morning, I would like to request prayer for Carolyn, who fell down and broke her pelvic in two places. So that's pretty bad, but God is a healer. So we're believing for healing for Carolyn. Mr. Goody, he needs healing in his body. Mary will be traveling, so we pray for her traveling mercies as she travels. And I'm just thanking God for just life and love and peace and joy and contentment in him. And as I, you know, go through life, there are times that I just need to, what I call, reboot and, you know, get myself back into a better place spiritually. So just pray for my spiritual strength in the Lord as I go forward in him. Each and every day I just need to be strengthened by the Lord God Almighty. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor. Anyone else haven't given your name?
Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
Good morning, Chris. Do you have a prayer request? Good morning. Anything, Chris, Sister Chris?
What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Do you have a prayer request? Testimony, praise report, anything?
I have a prayer report. I just want to thank God for everything that he's doing in my life and in my business. Things are starting to pick back up, and I just thank God for just continuously to be good and wonderful. And I just, you know, I'm just praying for just having more of a mature faith, that I'm just, you know, every time that we have a problem or something occurs in our life, you know, we've got to remember God is the same God that delivered us and was there for us, you know, in that other situation. So it's like I'm just really just trying to stand fast and just be unremovable, you know. I'm just really trying, just learning a lot right now. And I just thank God for just allowing me to grow in him and just learn and just being able to learn more about him.
Amen. Amen. Is it morning, Sister Chris? Anyone else? Haven't given your name?
Good morning. This is Teresa. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Teresa. Do you have a prayer request, praise report, testimony this morning?
No, I just wanted to wish everyone a wonderful start of the week, and I'm just listening in agreement.
Okay, good morning. Anyone else? Okay. Okay, so I want to share, you know, we should be joyful always. Always be joyful. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Did anyone say anything? Okay. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Psalm, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. At all times means in the good times as well as the tough times. The Bible tells us to stay full of joy no matter what we are facing. The joy of the Lord is our source of strength, and the enemy knows it. He knows that if he can get us down and discouraged, before long we'll be weak and feeble, and he'll be able to easily defeat us. When you are full of joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. The positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life. It paves the way for God to turn the situation around. Decide today to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of just joy by meditating on the goodness and promises of God. Be full of the joy of the Lord. You'll soon experience supernatural strength and discover the victorious life God has planned for us. So just to keep focusing on being, you know, joyful always, or being joyful always, you know. So someone just came. Do you have a prayer request? Testimony, praise report that you'd like to give this morning, if you just joined us?
Well, while we're at this juncture, I just want to share something about yesterday. I was at my daughter's house, and one of the things my daughter's husband, the father of grandchildren, asked them to share something that they enjoyed doing with me and also their mother. And some of the things that they were sharing were just so sweet. I mean, it was just so lovely that they enjoyed being with me and being with, you know, out. I would take, like, one year I took each one on their birthday to a special place that they wanted to go. And that was the main thing that each of them wanted to share yesterday. And it just made me feel so wonderful that I was able to do that and that they remembered those things and that was a happy time for them. And so, you know, I'm just thinking about each and every one of us, whatever opportunity you have for your children and your grandchildren, you know, just spend time with them. And even if it's just going to the park or going fishing or something like that. I took one of my grandsons fishing and he remembered that and he enjoyed that. So, you know, just sometimes it doesn't have to be a large outlay of cash when you're doing things with your children or grandchildren, but just spending time with those
family members will help them as they go along in their lives, and these are things that they'll remember as they get older. So I'm just grateful for the time that the Lord has blessed me to be able to be with them. And in this time of my retirement, I have more time to share and be with them. And so, you know, I'm just grateful for this time of my life and how God has allowed me to be here at this particular time of my life, because there are people and I'm able to get around and do the things I need to do. And, you know, I have these wonderful people in my life, people here at this prayer line. I mean, just and thinking about all the wonderful things that God has done. Of course, you know, we have these little hiccups in the road. We have little bumps in the road. But at the same time, we can thank God that he gets us through those situations that we have in our lives. So I'm just grateful today for God being in my life and the wonderful people in my life. Amen.
Amen. Do anyone else have a prayer request? Okay. Sister Chris, are you available to pray?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We just give you all the glory and thanks this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we worship your holy name this morning, Lord God. Lord God, because we are so grateful just to be here today, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for just another chance to do this right, Lord God, just to change, Lord God, to anything that we need to change today, Lord God. We're praying today that today be better than yesterday, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that everywhere that we go today will be anointed for us to go, Lord God. Every person that we talk to, Lord God, will be anointed, Lord God. Anoint our hands, Lord God, and our feet, Lord God, that everywhere we go, Lord God, be anointed, Lord God, and ordained for us, Lord God. Lord God, we want your divine presence, Lord God. We want your divine leadership today, Lord God. Lord God, we want your divine will for our life today, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to just keep us and prepare us, Lord God, for all the blessings, Lord God, that you have for us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for all the mothers, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and all the children, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking for a special, Lord God, the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over our kids, Lord God, no matter how old they are, how young they are, Lord God. We're asking you for a renewed anointing on their life, Lord God. We're asking you today, Lord God, to break every generational curse, Lord God, that could be upon our children, Lord God. Lord God, every chain, Lord God, is Lord God, of destruction, Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you break it right now, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for every situation in our life that's turning around, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for making every crooked place straight today, Lord God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for just, Lord God, for your will for our life, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, because we know that your will is perfect, Lord God. And, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you, Lord God, that the plan that you have for us is the good, to see us doing good and prosperous, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that you prosper us in the word of Christ, Lord God. Lord God, that we have an open understanding of, Lord God, your will for our life, Lord God. And I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for spiritual maturity, Lord God, and spiritual growth, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you, and we just give you all the glory and praise. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Chris. Appreciate that. So, what we are going to do is come in and we're going to do a corporate prayer. And what we're going to do is, and if you have a prayer request that you haven't given or you or something come to your mind as we're praying, we go ahead and put that in. But God heard every prayer request that was called out. And after that, we're going to say happy birthday to Sister Sheila, and we're going to turn it over to Pastor Bunny. So, everyone, unmute your phone, and let's do the corporate prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
we heard every prayer request
that was called out.
Thank you.
No matter how we're feeling, some
no matter what's going on with us right now, God, so we can lay every concern at your feet right now, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, and that, Lord, you just love us in spite of
God.
We thank you right now, God, for your mountaintop and your valley lows in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for reviving
thank you, Jesus.
Lord, renewing, replenishing, reviving.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we
thank you. God, making every
whole in the
name
of Jesus. You for your protection.
All of that.
Thank you.
We thank you for the mind of Christ.
Thank
you right now, God, for by your sight we are here.
My God,
hallelujah. Thank you for our hallelujah. All things we give you thanks. Regardless of what it is, Father, because we realize that you are in everything. Whether it be being good or bad, you know about it already. Father, in the name of Jesus, some things, Lord, you just want to walk us through it. You can take it away if you want, but you walk with us through the fire, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit encouragement.
So God,
for his leadership, for his guidance, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for ministering angels, warning angels, guardian angels, to fight every one of us for us, for us in the heavenly. Lord, you said the battle does not belong to us, but it belongs to you. So, Father, we give you everything. We give it
and greater
for you. Hallelujah. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Bless everyone that's on this ministry, in this ministry. Hallelujah for the one to come.
Have a wonderful God
in your son, Jesus' name. We honor you and we praise you, Father, for focus, grace, and mercy, for saving us, for increasing our faith, enlarging our territories, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Lord, you deliver us out of them all. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We come before you right now, God. With thanksgiving in our heart. And we enter into your court.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Thank
so
everyone for all the prayers that have went up. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So right now we all come in, and we're going to, today is Sister Sheila's birthday. We all going to sign and say happy birthday to her, and then we'll turn it over to Pastor Bungie. On the count of 0, 3, 2, 1, 0. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you.
Good Lord bless you.
Happy birthday to you. And many more. Yes. So at this time, we're turning over to close to the top of the hour. We're turning over to Pastor Bundy. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're grateful for our sister Celestine. Her birthday today is my granddaughter's birthday also. So we just thank God for another year of life. For anybody who makes it to their birthday, that's a powerful thing in this day and age because people are just leaving this earth very quickly. So we thank God for that. So as we're coming to the top of the hour of Power of Prayer. We're grateful for everybody here, and I seal each and every prayer with the blood of Jesus and all the praises that have gone up. We thank God for those praises today. Today we are making a declaration for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank God today that his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Hallelujah. I decree this morning that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus and we have been given the power to get well. So I'm believing that many businesses here will flourish more than we can ask or think. Some will receive millions of dollars in their business. Some will be receiving hundreds of thousands, some thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, so be it done unto you. Today I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower, and I pray that each and every one of us grasp that so that we can be debt free. I decree today that showers of blessings are upon our lives daily, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings belong to us, and I decree that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And no evil shall befall us because we know that we are covered by our Father. So I love each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for being here. And I appreciate your diligence and your faithfulness to this ministry that God has blessed us with, being able to pray and intercede and see God make change in lives. And sometimes we don't know that the prayers have been answered, but we know that God knows. So we will continue to pray. We pray for this country that we live in because this country is in a serious, bad way. And just all across the world, we keep our prayers going. Once again, I love each and every one of you. And we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow, and we'll see what we can do together to bring about change in our world. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 303-786-3296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.